Windy conditions will occur across the northern plains and upper Midwest today, pumping some warmer air into the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect those winds to be gusting today between 30 and 40 to maybe 45 miles per hour, and it does look like we'll see a fairly nice day temperature-wise. We'll see some afternoon temperatures in the 50s across parts of eastern and central South Dakota, southwestern Minnesota, and a few counties in south central North Dakota. Everybody else will be in the 40s today. We do expect to see a little bit of a chance for rain to develop overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation will be brief and light. We expect to see mostly trace amounts to about 4 or 5 tenths of an inch across the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. There will be several counties, however, in central parts of Minnesota that will see 3 quarters of an inch or maybe even some totals getting up close to 1 inch, but that will be mostly outside our listening area. We'll look for another period of dry bias conditions to occur as we get out into Thursday. A weak low pressure system passing through the westernmost fringes of the region on Friday night going into Saturday could produce a little bit of light rain and rain changing to snow in north central parts of North Dakota and maybe eventually into northeastern parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. That will occur mostly Saturday going into early on Sunday. The rest of our region will stay dry, and the moisture totals that occur in that weekend event will not likely be more than about a quarter of an inch. The most significant precipitation with that event will be in Manitoba. Now, after that, we'll see another period of warming and relatively dry bias conditions, but as we get out towards the middle of next week, things are going to go upside down on us a bit. We will look for rain and rain changing to snow possibly as we go forward through the early and middle parts of next week, with much cooler temperatures likely to come into the area by the time we get to the middle and latter part of next week. A close watch on that event is going to be warranted since it could have a bit of an impact on travel across the region. But that system is a long way out in the forecast, and we'll have to wait patiently to see how that will turn out. In the meantime, just so you know, there's going to be a tropical cyclone that will develop in the Caribbean Sea, and this system could become the next hurricane, and it might even threaten Florida or Cuba. We'll keep a close eye on that system as we go forward into the weekend and next week. In the meantime, our temperatures will warm up again on Thursday. We'll look for the afternoon highs then, getting back into the 50s and perhaps a few 60-degree readings, and we'll stay in the 50s on Friday, and then on Saturday we'll start seeing some cooling in the northwest, but not much of that will get across the region until we get to Sunday and Monday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.